using the new Saver card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Miss Anelli, afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Hey, yo, Mike Missanelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. See, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock
ya. Oh yeah, good afternoon everybody. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. Football Friday is finally here, and there's only one issue to talk about today.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to branch all the Sixers. Probably not going to get any play today. Flyers, they lose the game last night. They get the all-important point, though. Probably not going to get any play today. It is time now for you to come to the fore, right? You haven't talked about this game all week. For reasons that are unclear to me, maybe you're afraid. I don't know what it is. And the people that have talked about it have been mealy-mouthed about it. It's now time to put your cards on the table about the Eagles and what they can do on Sunday. Now, I happen to think they're going to win the game, right? I like them to win the game. And the line is telling me that line is very small. It's going to be a very close game. It may be one with a field goal, but I think the Eagles are going to come out and on Sunday and actually win this game, keep it alive for another week. That's what I see. And I need you to tell me what you see. You haven't told me all week. I don't know why. Are you really afraid? Are you afraid that... there are two ways. Maybe you're afraid they're going to lose this game. Or maybe you're afraid you're going to... If you buy in and they lose the game, you get dropped on your head. But let's look at the reality of this situation. They're not playing a great football team. Dallas is not a great football team. It's very rare that you'll get a sweep in this series from any team. No matter how bad one team is, how good the other team is, normally it's a split. So I see the Eagles going down to Dallas and playing a great game. This is a game that the quarterback has to deliver. The Eagles have the better quarterback. They should deliver it. I don't know how it's going to play out exactly. Here's how I think it's going to have to play out. You have to get Dallas in third and longs. You can't allow Zeke Elliott to get chunk yards on first and second down. You can't do it. Like, he goes for six on first down, you're cooked. If he does that all game, and he's been doing that pretty much over the last several games, and he certainly has been doing that against the Eagles. There's a stat out there. I have to find this stat, but Zeke Elliott. He is... he's had five double-digit yard runs, including he works for 151 on the Eagles the first time, including five double-digit runs. The Eagles have also struggled against the run this season. That used to be a staple of the Eagles, right? They're 29th in opponent run average. They allow 5.0 yards per carry. That's not good. That part of it scares me. So if there's one thing that Jim Schwartz had to work on this week is stopping the run in early downs. Get this guy Prescott in third and eight. I love the third and eight. I'll give Prescott a third and eight any day of the week. Because I don't think he's that good in third and eight. I don't think he's good when he has to make a money throw. Now, Cooper has helped the team. There's no question about it. But they have not been getting chunk yards. They're getting little yards. So they've been converting like third and fours, third and fives. If you get him in third and eight, that's advantageous. Darren Sproles, the screen game, getting a lot of pub this week. They have to get him in the screen game. Yes, Josh Adams needs to be stout. All these things need to happen for the Eagles, but I do believe that the Eagles will win this game and keep the season alive for another week.
Now, Tyrone, do you feel the same that I'm feeling? And are you feeling the same about this fan base? Pulled back a little bit this week. A little nervous about the game. But more importantly, a little nervous that even if they win this game, down the road, you're going to get jumped on your head. And that's what they're most afraid of rather than this game. Am I right?
You are right. I think they win the game. And I think that if they win this game, there may be a run coming. There may be a run coming if they once they take care
of
business.
What's your definition of a run?
Beating the Rams.
Really?
Yep.
Let's say this is where you and I get off.
Well we don't have to talk about that yet.
You go one way, I go the other way. You go east, you go west.
That's fine.
One dog's looking this way, the other dog's looking that way, and the guy in the middle saying, what do you want from me?
Yeah, beat the Rams, then end up losing to the Texans. You end up the same record. But that's
you're
how
gonna
I think.
Beat the Rams in L.A.
Yep.
After they win this game.
Yep.
Well, I don't necessarily see that, but I don't care. But they don't beat the Rams because they still can win a division without beating the Rams.
But I do think I do think they're going to win the game. I'm not that worried about it. My gut just I don't have any fear there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Dallas is that good, and their defense played really well against the Saints. But I don't leave out the fact that they got shut out in the second half either. That's a factor to me. You can get to this offense even with Cooper if Schwartz has a good game plan ahead.
Well, the fans, there's two things they have to do in the game plan. It's really kind of obvious. And I don't know if he's going to do it to blitz and put heat on the quarterback. You got to put heat on the quarterback, you got to stop the run. They haven't stopped the run. They haven't really put consistent heat on the quarterback. We're asking the Eagles to do two things they really haven't done with regularity.
And you might have to do some run blitzing where you're filling the gaps with guys and make that guy start going east-west.
With linebackers that have casts on their hands.
Well, you just got to get them, put a body there. You got to do what you got to do.
I'll play devil's advocate with you here because I think the Eagles are going to win. I don't know how, but I just have this sense that the offense, this is a week and the offense has to carry them.
I think they will.
I think.
And I think that Dallas, they won't score a lot of points. They don't score a lot of points. 27 was an embarrassment the last time they played them. But I think you're even more right about these fans. There's some fraud in some of these fans.
I don't know if it's fraud or fear.
Well, what a minute.
It's definitely an F.
But fear is fraud.
Fear is reasonable. Fraud is not.
The reason I say it's fraud is because it's like a playoff, like NCAA tournament right now. They win this game, you survive. There are people who are like, yeah, but even if they win this one, blah, blah, blah. You're not allowed to do that in football.
Here's what a human instinct is. What fans are doing by not buying in is they're residing in a place of safety. That's human nature. They're protecting themselves, right? Because if they give in, they're afraid. If they give in, oh, my God, here comes the Rams in Houston. Boom, boom, loss, season over. And I bought in with this Dallas thing. That's what they're residing in a little manger of hay.
But that's not allowed for Philadelphia fans.
No one's allowed for Jesus.
Well, Jesus is Jesus. Eagles fans aren't allowed to do that.
It's a manger of hay for Eagles fans.
You're not allowed to do that.
This holiday season.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to say, oh, but. Yeah. No, you're not allowed to do that. Especially since some of those people were foes in society. Some of those people were, oh, it's okay. It's okay if they don't make the playoffs, people. You can't have that and also say, well, even if they win, they're good. No, you can't have it both ways. You should be comfortable because if you don't care, then feel comfortable. I think there's some fraud in there, and I think they'll expose themselves.
So I got nothing but love for the Eagle fan. I just want to know what it's time to step up now. All week, this game has not generated any kind of buzz. And so now it's really time to step up to the plate and commit. You know, if you commit that you don't believe, that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to challenge you on that. If that's what your belief is, my belief is a little different. And if you really believe, I want to hear how you believe and what's going to transpire. What's this season going to turn into? Again, my biggest fear is the Houston game. I have conditioned my brain to go one week at a time. I think they will win this week, keep the season alive. I don't think they'll beat the Rams. And then that week will be a lot of angst when they're playing Houston at home. All right, we'll talk about it. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. Today, Brian Westbrook joins us at 4 o'clock. We'll have Bob Sturm, who is a staff writer covering the Cowboys for The Athletic. He'll tell us all we need to know about the Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, there's some Cowboy fans out there. If you're respectful, you'll get on the air. If you come on the air and you go, when you go stop flip-flopping. If you do that, you get under my skin and you know, I give you a short shrift. I give you 30 seconds, you're gone. But if you want to stay on and make a point, because I think Dallas Cowboys fans are really scared. They're the most scared fans. Because now that you come out and you think, oh, God, we got the division, and all of a sudden you're going to get smoked. And then what do? Then you have nothing left. Mike Mussinelli Show, NBC Sports Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic, back after this.
The Mike Mussinelli Show
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we have Brian now. Brian, how you doing, man? We still don't have him. What's going on, man? We have no connect.
Yeah, I'm
hearing him. Where is he?
I don't know.
I hear his voice in here.
Really? I don't hear him. Oh, there he is. I got you.
You can hear me.
Now I hear you. All right,
I'm starting to think you're just ignoring me on purpose.
That, actually, thanks for putting that idea in my head. That's for next week. But we do finally have you, Brian. How you feeling?
I'm doing great. You know what? I was in town on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I had to come to the Monday night game. It's Monday night football. It was a must-win game for the Eagles. But I'm going to tell you this, Mike. I was in town. I used Philly, visitphilly.com, which was a great site. Certainly hooks you up with a hotel. And I stayed downtown at the Rittenhouse Hotel. And I got to tell you, if you are looking for a hotel, that's the place to go. They certainly took care of me. And so I appreciate
it. Well, yeah. And I knew you were in town because my friend sent me a photo. He posed with you.
That's
on
right.
The red carpet area there with the backdrop.
Well, let me give
you
a little bit of
my hometown friends.
Yeah, so this guy comes up, weird looking fella. I could tell he was from Bristol, Connecticut. So
no, Bristol, PA, not Connecticut.
PA. I'm sorry. So he comes up. He said, "I'm friends with Mikey Mist," which made me laugh immediately. And so he was like, "He's such a great athlete. He's such a great guy." And I'm like, "You're full of crap. Mike is not a good athlete, and he's an okay guy." He said, "No, he's great," and so blah, blah, blah.
He sent me a photo, and I immediately said, "Who's the tool with my friend Chuck?" So that's the way that went.
That's right.
Now, listen, we got this big game here with the Dallas Cowboys. First of all, I'm feeling actually pretty good about it. I see a short line. I see the Eagles winning this game. That's my general feel. Now, I don't really have anything on paper or tangible to back that up, except I have a hunch. What are you feeling?
Well, I'll say this. There's a lot of different things that have to happen in the Eagles' way, for this thing to go good for the Birds. And I think they started some things these last couple weeks that will help them win the football game. And we could go through them offensively and defensively. And then at the end, we can make up a decision of how close this game should be and where the Eagles will be at the end of it. How about that?
Okay.
let's do it that way because there's no reason to say, hey, I know this team is going to win or that team is going to win without giving some background, some filler to the story.
All right, let's give some filler to the story because I don't think you're feeling that good about it. So let's go with this. The obvious thing is that the Eagles would have to possess the ball. I would like to keep Dallas on the field so they don't possess the ball because they're good at possessing the ball with that running attack. How do they do it offensively? And B, once Dallas has the ball, how do they stop Zeke, who's getting 5-6 yards of carry on first and second downs?
So first of all, offensively, we're talking about an offense that has been pretty balanced these last couple games. That means Josh Adams has to be able to run the ball effectively. And we've seen him run the ball out of the shotgun. We've seen him run the ball with Carson under center. They've done a good job of controlling the offensive line of scrimmage. And that starts with up front. The guys in the trenches, Peters and Kelsey and Lane and Brooks, Sayamalu in there, they have done a pretty good job the last couple weeks. And remember, last week against Deron Payne and Allen, those are two good defensive linemen. Mm-hmm. They did a really good job against those guys last week. So we have to be able to control the line of scrimmage, get the run game going so we're not in 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, 3rd and long. Second thing, so we have to establish a run game. We know that, right?
Okay, yes.
That starts up front. Establish the run game, control the line of scrimmage. Carson Wentz has to be accurate. And that's one of the things that, as I watch the tape, there's too many throws in my mind that Carson is not putting the ball where the receivers need to have the ball.
And I'm embarrassed.
And what's the reason?
Did you hear that veiled shot at five?
I see that.
In other words, he's saying, well, somebody else used to do that too.
Well, yeah, we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about Carson Wentz. Right, we're talking about Carson and his ability to use his fundamentals the right way. Step where he's trying to throw the football and deliver it. He has to do a better job of that. And I
agree with you. He did miss some targets last week. All right, what's the other thing?
Feet. I mean, his feet are pointing one way. He's throwing the ball the other way. To me, that's just sloppy play. Coaches need to get on him about that. But there was a couple opportunities for him to throw the ball deep. And I was watching the game last night. Both quarterbacks last night, they're taking shots. They didn't connect a whole bunch, but they're taking shots deep. That makes a defense play differently. We have to make sure that their defense knows we're at least willing to take some shots deep. That means Aguilar. That means Jeffrey, who has been open a couple times deep. We have to be willing to throw the ball to those guys. And I know Ertz is a big part of our game plan, but we have to be able to throw the ball to other people, get them opportunities down the field so the defense respects us. We have to be able to do that.
All right. Let's, Wentz looked really good rolling the pocket last week.
Yes,
he made some really accurate throws
edge.
That way. When he rolls right, especially, and throws it back towards the field, he seems to be able to laser balls into people.
But you know why? You know why that is?
Why?
Because in the pocket, he can step to the left and throw to the right, and that's why he's been inaccurate. When he's rolling, all of his body weight, all of his legs and his feet are going in the direction he's trying to get the ball to. That's why he's been more accurate as he rolls, getting on the edge, getting outside the pocket, and throwing the football. Everything is going the same direction as he wants the ball to go. That's why his throws, especially on the edge, have been better. And I'm with you on the fact that if we could get him on the edge more, we're in a better position for his accuracy and getting the ball to the receivers. I certainly think that would be a big part of it.
So roll the pocket a little bit against this team.
No doubt about it. Roll the pocket. And listen, we know what their defense can do. We know what those linebackers can do. They're sideline to sideline guys. I'm saying we need to go run downhill, allow Peters, allow Kelsey, allow Lane Johnson to get their hands on those linebackers early and often and not allow them to roam sideline to sideline. We have to be able to do that early on in the football game to wear those guys down.
All right. Golden Tate arrives last week. Seven targets, seven catches. Yep. Jeffrey, not as many targets. Make some sense of this. And is that a good thing or not?
I don't think there's any type of continuity between Alshon and Carson. I think there are a lot of times that Carson wants to get the ball out of his hands quickly, and Alshon's just not open. So he'll quickly look at Alshon, and then when Alshon is hand fighting at the line of scrimmage, Carson gets off of him and goes to the next receiver. I saw that on the goal line. I saw that in the middle of the field. I saw that backed up last week where Alshon is just still at the line of scrimmage trying to figure out a way, and Carson gets off of him, moves on to another player. Here's the other thing. There's other times where Alshon is getting free releases, and if Carson holds the ball another second longer and doesn't throw the ball to Ertz, he has Alshon streaking down the sideline as well. So there's times where Alshon has to do a better job of getting off the line of scrimmage. There's also times where Carson has to know what the defense is, read the safety, move him over left and right just a bit, and then throw the other way to Alshon Jeffrey because he is wide open a few times throughout the game.
All right, now the Eagles defensively have a couple of linebackers that have casts on their hand.
Yeah.
One guy who really isn't that good in Gary, although he did get an interception, and a back line where you're, again, starting two corners that haven't really arrived, if they're ever going to arrive, in Douglas and Sidney Jones. So how can they pull it off defensively?
Well, this is what I saw last game, and I went back and watched that game again earlier today. And what we saw was a defensive line that didn't shed a block, meaning when the offensive lineman got on them and started to block them, they did not get off so they can make a play. The best defensive lines have the ability to two-gap, meaning they stand their man up, they can go to the right or to the left. Our defensive line in our first game, they didn't do a very good job of one-gapping, two-gapping. They didn't do anything right as far as getting off the block. So that means our front four, they have to do a better job up front. And I think if Tim Jernigan is healthy enough to play, that addition of depth especially with that second unit that struggled and had a lot of big runs occur against them, I think that will help that defensive line a lot. So almost the same thing for the linebackers. They do not do a very good job of disengaging when guys block them. And so the good linebackers, you remember Jeremiah Trotter, guys like that, and even the guys from Tennessee last night, they come downhill from the linebacker position approaching the line of scrimmage. The last time we played Dallas, our linebackers stayed at 5 yards deep and allowed the offensive lineman to get up to him and block him right there. And now Zeke is not getting hit until the safety comes up and hit him at 8-9 yards. That's just not going to work. And if we play that type of defense, Zeke will have another 150-yard game. So our linebackers have to come downhill, attack the line of scrimmage. Our defensive line has to get off. And then the other part is our DBs. They played aggressive last week against Adrian Peterson. Everything except for the 90-yard run, they have to be willing to come up and make some tackles. The last game that we played against Dallas, they missed an awful lot of tackles. And those are the cutback runs that Zeke had a lot of success on. Our DBs just didn't do a very good job of tackling. And they had ended up with some big runs for Ezekiel Elliott.
All right, let's get to the phones and see what the people are saying in the 4 o'clock hour with Brian. We'll go to Brian in Lehigh Valley. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, bud?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, Brian Westbrook, man, you're a hero, just so you know.
Thank you very much.
He's my hero, too.
Yeah, I was at the Giants game, and then I was watching the game last week. And, you know, since the second half of the Giants game to the end of the Redskins game, with some mistakes here and there, I seen a different energy in the team that you didn't see since the Atlanta game. You know, I mean, kind of some of the intangible stuff that I think we're going to see is a different team in these this last stretch of the season here. And I mean, I believe we're a playoff team. I believe we're going to make the playoffs, but I don't know if I'm not the only one seeing it, but I feel like there's a different energy throughout this team, more motivation. And, you know, I just haven't seen the team playing with as much passion as you have since the second half of the Giants game.
But I hope you're right, man. But you got to keep in mind that there was no way they knew they couldn't lose that game last week. And there was no way they could lose against the Giants because they stink too. So I'm trying to get a gauge on these last two opponents to tell me how good the Eagles are. I still don't have an answer.
Yeah, I definitely think we're a better team than the Cowboys. The Cowboys, I mean, the defense is no joke. And, you know, obviously they have Zeke, but I don't know. I feel like we're going to put a lot of pressure on Dak, and we got to play a little more contained. And I fully agree with the linebacker situation. It's so frustrating watching these linebackers just get hit.
Yeah, well, I know. It's interesting, Brian, you brought up the linebackers. And, like, you know, you have to really use your hands to get off blocks, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And when you have a cast on your hand, that's kind of tough.
It's going to be very tough because that offensive line does a great job of double teaming at the line of scrimmage and then going up to the linebackers. If they can't get off these blocks, it will be a repeat of what happened a couple weeks ago against Dallas.
Yeah, now there are a lot of Eagle fans that are taking some energy from the last two games. They won two in a row. They hadn't won two in a row. They beat the Giants. They beat Washington. And, the last week was a donation. Frankly, by the Redskins, because there was no way. I'm watching the game. There's no way that this guy can beat the Eagles. So I don't know what to take about it. Are they more together as a team right now than you've seen?
Well, that's the hard part. And I think when you look at the last two opponents, two teams that are not very good. Now, the Giants have an awful lot of weapons that they use in the first half. They put up 19 points. In the second half, they decided not to use those weapons, and our defense looked a lot better. The Redskins are just bad overall. A lot of injuries, not a very good and well-coached team. And so I think the one thing you can take from those games is that we have some confidence. And every now and then, you just need a game where you can just gain some confidence that the guys on the back end could come up and hit somebody in the mouth and see that this actually works, the scheme actually works. They feel it. Now, we're going to see a totally different animal in this Dallas Cowboys team. Their offensive line, they have confidence. They're coming off a game 10 days ago that they beat the New Orleans Saints, one of the best teams in the league. So they have confidence as well. For us, it's going to be simple. And you can take a lot from what you saw last night in the game with Tennessee and the Jaguars. When you have somebody like Derrick Henry, and you kind of, him and Zeke aren't the same type of player, but they're both volume backs. They both get the ball a lot. When you're hitting somebody in the mouth, running down their throat, their will to win is taken away. We saw that in the first time we played against Dallas. Last night, we saw a good Jaguars defense look terrible because Derrick Henry took that will to play defense and to tackle away. Now for us, we have to be aggressive. We have to attack. To me, it starts with Jim Schwartz. We saw that type of aggression last week against a not very good team in the Redskins, but our DBs came up and attacked the line of scrimmage. Linebacker, safety, everybody was flying to the ball. It looked good. If we had that same type of intensity, I think we'd see a different type of football game than we did a couple weeks ago against Dallas.
All right, just going to Pat and Cherry Hill. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian Westbrook is on with you.
Brian, it's great to talk to you. How you doing today, Mike? Brian Westbrook is one of my favorite Tufts Eagles of all time. But I got to disagree with Mike Missinelli because we have two linebackers with the old club hands, and I think Zeke is going to go crazy, and I don't think the D-line is going to have that great of a game as they did against the Giants or the Redskins, because I think the Dallas offensive line is much better than the two previous opponents.
Yeah, if Tyron
it's going to be a close game,
if Tyron,
we're going to get beat.
Smith plays. I don't know if the left tackle is going to play in this game. Do we know if he's going to play?
Yeah, but we got Hicks out of the game.
If you listen to me, I've been afraid of the linebackers. I'm just picking the Eagles on a hunch. The line tells me Eagles. I just have a feel. But you're right. On paper, from the linebackers to the back end, it's not exactly brimming with confidence for me.
Not at all. And, I mean, Zeke's going to go crazy because he had, 150 the first game?
Well,
I just think the Dallas is going to come into the early lead. We're going to catch up. But then I believe in the second half is when we fold up.
You don't have any faith, Pat. You don't have any faith.
No, I don't. You're right.
The season is ending for you on Sunday?
This Dallas team, I don't know about that. Perhaps we'll be like Carolina was 4 years ago. Remember? They were 7-9 and won a division.
That wasn't Carolina, was it? Was it Carolina?
Yeah, the Panthers.
I thought Seattle had it, too.
They won the South, remember?
All right, yeah.
They got the playoffs. Maybe we could do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, bro.
Well, Dallas has to lose a couple more games,
I think this is the game. If they don't win this game, I think you can pack away the helmets.
So you're saying we lose, we're done?
I think so.
I think we could still have a good game, perhaps beat the Rams and the Texans, but that's going to be a very tall order.
Yeah. If you can't beat Dallas, I don't know how you can beat the Rams and Texans back-to-back.
It's going to be tough. One of the things that I think we saw last week that changed the fortune of the game, the outlook from both sides, I'm talking about the play callers with Doug Peterson and Jim Schwartz. When we go down and score first possession, I think it was 12 plays, that changes how loose and how tight the defensive play caller as well as the offensive play caller are. And I think when you look at how many people touched the ball last week and how successful we were and willing to run the football, it all goes back to being dominant up front, of course, but also the ability to go down and score in that first possession, which we haven't done very often at all this season.
All right, let's get Dan and Ben Salem in here. Dan, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Dan.
What's up, Mike? It's been a while.
How you doing, Danny?
All right. I don't know what that last caller was talking about. The Eagles can absolutely win this game.
Well, his opinion was they weren't going to win it. That's valid, too. He had reasons for it.
All right, fair enough. But there's a couple things that have to happen for the Eagles to win. One, I think they absolutely have to establish a running game. Like B. West said a little bit, their linebacker, Jaylon Smith, he's a sideline-to-sideline linebacker. So you got to get up into him. You got to get a helmet on him, and you got to run right at him.
All right. Okay.
Most importantly, though, Mike, I think Carson Wentz has to be a top five quarterback like he was last year.
I agree.
I haven't seen that yet.
He
needs to be able to avoid the rush. He needs to be able to make plays happen. He needs to make people miss and find people downfield.
I totally agree with you. I think this has to be a Carson game. He's got to make some big plays in this game.
Yeah, Dexter Lawrence, he's a beast on the edge, and he's going to get there, but Carson has to make him miss and buy time and find somebody downfield, not just Hurts.
I like it, Danny. Are you feeling good about it or not? I think you've already answered it.
No, I do think they're going to win, but
it's
going to be a close game. Yeah, I think it's going to be a close game. I don't know if our defense can hold up. That secondary, I think we'll be able to stop Zeke a little bit. I like our front, but that secondary is shaky. But, I said 27-24 Eagles.
I like it. Here's my worst nightmare, that the Eagles take the lead, and they have a two-point lead, and Dallas wins it on a field goal. It's the ultimate stick a knife in your heart.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
I'm not so worried about our secondary. Our front seven is going to either win or lose this football game. I'm not worried as much about Amari Cooper or Michael Gallup. I'm worried about us stopping Zeke, because that's going to determine whether the play action game, whether the rollout game for Dak Prescott is going to work at all. So, I mean, it's all about our front seven and what they can do to stop the run game of Dallas Cowboys.
All right. One open line, 610-622-0975. Much more to come with Brian Westbrook till 5 o'clock. Mike Missanelli show also coming up in 5 minutes. Our fearless forecast. That's right. The locks of the week, Westbrook and myself going head to head right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.